Living by Faith, Chapter 21. What the Gospel Includes. The Gospel of God is not narrow and enclosed, so that it can be confined by creeds, as many people seem to think. The Gospel includes everything that pertains to human life. By its provisions you are born again, created new in Christ. Consequently, everything in your life as a Christian is in touch with that creative power. For this reason, the Apostle Paul wrote to his brethren in the church, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. And to the Colossian brethren he wrote, "And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men." Colossians chapter 3, verses 17 and 23. The Gospel, therefore, touches your eating and drinking, and every activity and pursuit of life, be it business or pleasure. It makes every act a spiritual act, done with a view to the glory of God. The Christian life is a spiritual life. It is the life of Christ in human flesh, in you as you put on Christ. This does not restrict your life or separate you from the greater part of the life of the world around you. For all things were created by God and were intended to be used for your benefit and pleasure. It only separates you from sin. It shows you how to rightly use all the things that God created. It reveals the spiritual aspect of all things, so that in everything God has made or ordained, you can find him, and the life, strength, and peace which he gives you. It obliterates the distinction that has been set up between religion and business. It makes the service of God your business, by showing you how to serve God in all your business, and how to find in it all a higher pleasure than any the world has to give.